CBS and the world. I'm John Batchelor with my friend and colleague Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. And we go to Delhi to our colleague Nitin Gokhale, who has guided us these many years about the self-defense of India against Chinese aggression. Nitin, you know very well, it is 1 year this week since the Chinese attacked in the high Himalayas along the line of control, leading to casualties in the Indian authorities, and there have been casualties since then, incidents along the border. A year ago, there was much attention to acquiring weapon systems, and there was much talk in Delhi of confrontation in the high Himalayas. Is there still the same attention in Delhi to this aggression, this Chinese adventurism? Good day to you, Nitin.
Hello, John and Gordon. Such a pleasure to reconnect with you. Yes, coming to your question, there is much more attention in Delhi to not only acquire defensive weapons, but also offensive capability for the Indian Armed Forces, especially the Indian Army. The attempt is also to improve the ISR capability of the Indian Army all along the line of actual control with China, not just in eastern Ladakh in high Himalayas, but also in Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim, and Uttarakhand, all along the line of actual control with China, which is nearly 4,000 kilometers. It has been a year, as you said, and India has learned several lessons. It has stood up to the Chinese aggression initially, and then forced the Chinese to withdraw at least back by 2-3 kilometers at friction points, and at a point where they have gone back to their temporary bases, about 150 kilometers in depth areas from the line of actual control. That's the progress, and that's the way India has planned and taken on the Chinese, which I think is one of the major confrontations that have happened over the past 30 years.
Gordon, I want to check with you because we've not talked about this particular issue for some weeks. Does Beijing talk about this? Have they explained themselves in any fashion in the last year, Gordon?
Well, they've talked about it, and most recently, about a week ago, China's ambassador to New Delhi, Sun Weidong, actually spoke to the Indian public about this. And this was Beijing's line, that India and China should get beyond the border clash, and they shouldn't be undercutting each other, and that they should be cooperating. So that's Beijing's line.
You have a question for Nitin, Gordon.
Nitin, as I mentioned, the Chinese ambassador to India has spoke to the Indian public. What has been the reaction of New Delhi to the comments from Beijing through their ambassador?
Well, India has not reacted officially, but the stand that India has taken for the past 7-8 months when the negotiations on the border were happening is that the overall relationship between India and China cannot be separated from the border clash. The border settlement or the peace and tranquility on the border is at the front and center of the relationship. And China must not insist or must not expect that India will ignore the developments and the tension on the border and will carry on as usual in the other aspects of the relationship like trade, commerce, and other aspects. So that is the divergence of opinion between India and China. And India is right in doing this because China is now consistently asking, let's move on, let's forget, but which India will not do because the public in India is enraged at the Chinese actions in Ladakh, as well as the fact that the Narendra Modi government has stood up to the Chinese at least thrice in the past 7 years, which is indicative of the fact that India is not going to let go of the border situation at the cost of other aspects of the relationship.
Nitin, India has been through a very rough year, especially over these last months. Gordon and I have reported on the variant that struck your population hard. In any event, India's defense is primary. It will outlast the virus. I understand that. But there was very bad feeling towards China a year ago. So much so that I remember the Modi government moving against Chinese apps, Chinese selling, Chinese trade. Has that continued, or is there now a reopening of trade with China, especially social media trade?
Well, no, the apps have not been. There has been no ban has been removed. The ban was imposed last year. The ban continues. But also, India sent a very strong signal by debarring or preventing Huawei and ZTE from joining India's 5G trials, which is, I think, not just a political signal, but also a trade and commerce and a technological signal to China that India will not allow these technology giants to come into India from China. Of course, the trade still cannot be decoupled so quickly. India is dependent on China for some of the raw materials and other aspects of the trade and commerce. But there is a conscious attempt to move away from the Chinese supply lines. And other nations like the Quad countries, United States, Japan, Australia, and Vietnam, and South Korea, to just name a few, are now helping India to do that. Resilient supply chains are being worked out away from China.
Gordon?
Nitin, it's my impression that over the last year, the Indian Army has reinforced its troops up on the border with Ladakh. Are those improvements going to be permanent, or is this just a temporary redeployment of forces closer to China?
Well, no, it is both. Also, a doctrinal shift has taken place, Gordon, in the Indian military's thinking. Although the movement towards looking at China as a primary threat, primary challenge has been there since 2010, it has now taken a pace that was not seen before. It has speeded up. Now China is seen as the main threat. Pakistan is the subset of the China challenge, and therefore there will be redeployments. There will be new raisings that will be put up on the Chinese border. And there is an ongoing process where China border is now being fortified, not just for defensive operations, but also a possibility of some kind of offensive, limited offensive, if required, if China again indulges in some misadventurism.
Nitin, the attack in the High Himalayas a year ago, it never made a great deal of sense. Was China testing your resolve, your reaction? Why did they do it at that moment? Is there an explanation?
Well, not yet. It has not been fully explained. There's a lot of analysis going on. But to my mind, China was doing two things. One, it was testing India's speed and response, a scale and speed of India's response to such misadventurism, which they got a befitting reply, I think. India mirrored the deployment of the Chinese. If they brought in 60,000 troops, India, within a week of that discovery of the Chinese ingress, deployed exactly 60, 65,000 troops and brought in the Air Force. So that was one reason. The second was, I think, China saw an opening in the pandemic times that India is distracted a bit, even last year. And therefore, maybe they could gain some territory and also divert some attention from its problems domestically. I think these two are the reasons why I thought the Chinese did this. And one final reason, which is now emerging, is that they see Modi as a very firm and a strong leader. And they wanted to bring him down a couple of notches, like Mao Zedong did this to Nehru in 1962. I think the third reason is yet to be confirmed. But that's my gut feeling.
Nitin Gokhale is an independent a military affairs analyst and also a media entrepreneur. Nitin introduced us many years ago to this conflict zone along the line of control. And when the attack happened a year ago, I remembered exactly his early warning that this was an extremely dangerous part of the world. It remains so. The High Himalayas, where military affairs are secondary to surviving, but there it is, a conflict between the world's two largest nations. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.